My skin is the color of rich black coffee before you add any cream or sugar. For as long as I can remember, I've been treated differently than someone who has light or brown skin, as if I'm ugly, because I'm dark-skinned. And it doesn't help, I'm thick, too. Growing up in Brooklyn, New York in the 90s, I was teased about being dark. Kids called me Midnight and would say, when you turn the lights off, you won't see anything but my teeth. I have always wanted to be light-skinned and thin. My mother says I'm beautiful, but I don't see it. I carry myself as a boy because I feel I'm not beautiful because I'm dark.
So you don't like your skin, but you're very beautiful. Don't accept what other people say about dark-skinned people. Love the skin that you're in.
Film director and writer Spike Lee dealt with skin-based, socially perceived differences between blacks in school days. The 1988 movie is set on the campus of Clark Atlanta University. In this scene, the fair-skinned female students called the wannabes and the dark-skinned female students known as the jigaboos run into each other in a hallway.
The word is excuse me.
Nobody told you to stand in a hall either. Excuse me.
That's better, Miss Thing.
Uh-uh. It's not real.
Say what? You heard. It ain't even real.
You wish you had hair like this.
Girl, you know you weren't even born with blue eyes.
That's right. Blue contact lenses.
You're just jealous.
Right. Jealous. Jealous.
Pickaninny. Barbie doll. High yellow heifer.
Tar baby.
Wanna be white, jigaboo. Don't start. We're gonna
finish. There's actually a name for this kind of racial division. It's colorism.
Colorism is preferential treatment based on complexion.
Michelle Leverett is an instructor at Winston-Salem State University. She teaches in the Department of English and Foreign Languages.
I am the youngest of six girls, and I'm the darkest. So I grew up hearing names like Tar Baby, Blackest Night. I wished my skin was lighter and my hair was longer because that seemed to be preferable.
Leverett teaches an entire class on colorism at WSSU. According to Leverett, colorism is deeply rooted in the history of the United States.
In my opinion, colorism stems from slavery. There was race mixing between the blacks and their white slave owners. Therefore, you got this variation in tone and hue of African Americans. The masters could not openly acknowledge parenting these children, and some felt a little guilty because they knew the life of a slave was brutal. So sometimes slave owners made their fair-skinned children house slaves to give them a better position as opposed to working in the fields. Naturally, division came between the two groups as some house slaves thought they were better because they didn't have to work outside in the harsh elements. Unfortunately, through the decades, African Americans have perpetuated this attitude and society exploits it.
When I was younger, I didn't see people who looked like me featured in billboards, magazines, or on banners on the side of buses. But I always saw light-skinned blacks advertising makeup, perfume, cars, and fashion. So I thought only fair-skinned blacks enjoyed the rich life, and dark-skinned blacks were poor, didn't have fancy clothes or fancy cars. According to Leverett, there is some truth to this for African-American females.
In 1998, sociologist Margaret Hunter found lighter-skinned females had higher educational attainment, higher personal incomes, and a higher probability of marrying high-status husbands than their darker-skinned counterparts. And that applies to males as well. And we see a lot of that in high-profile entertainment and sports couples. But as far as intelligence and abilities, complexion doesn't play a role in that.
Now I'm 18, I live in Greensboro, and I'm about to graduate from James Benson Dudley High School. I still get teased about being dark. Kids at school, even my friends, call me Black Black or names I can't say on the radio, and I don't like it.
Sierra, I would say that you're a beautiful young lady. I love your almond-shaped eyes and your smooth, pretty complexion. And I will also tell you to believe whatever your mother tells you about how you look. In fact, it was an uncle who helped me to accept who I was. Whenever he saw me, he'd say, "Here comes my black beauty." And he made me feel like it was okay to be this color. And so now I'm okay.
It feels good to hear someone tell me I am beautiful. I don't think colorism will ever go away in American society. So dark-skinned people have to decide to feel better about themselves. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, you are beautiful, and choose to believe it. You and I have to ignore the negatives said about our rich, dark complexion. Because we are beautiful just the way God made us.
I am beautiful no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. No, no. So don't you bring